as is often the case in government, it's not the what that gums up the works. It's usually the how, and that's what happened last night. The Assembly could not have been more unified in its wish to give more money to the Sitka Historical Society, but at the same time, the Assembly could not have been further apart on how to do it. The first proposal involved moving $40,000 out of the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau reserves over to the museum's budget. Assemblymember Larry Cruz said that's a bad idea.
They're not a city department, they're a quasi-city department. And I look at this as being kind of like a punishment for somebody that's being prudent with their money. You know, they put their money aside for, like I said, a rainy day, whatever it's going to happen, if they're going to need the funds. And if we're going to be pulling funds from somebody else's savings account, why don't we pull it from our own savings account and fund it?
Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett said she's supportive of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and she believes they're doing good things for Sitka.
However, I do disagree with Mr. Cruz. I do not feel that they have used the funds prudently because they are not a business unto themselves. They are quasi-governmental. They are given funds each year from the city to promote Sitka, and to hold back funds from that to build up a reserve is to me not a good use of those funds. I think they should be spending those funds to promote Sitka.
Still, Hackett didn't like the idea of moving the money from the CVB's savings. Instead, she suggested taking $40,000 from the city's 2011 contribution and giving it to the Historical Society, but that idea didn't see much support either. Assembly members Reber Stein and Jack Osment, along with Mayor Scott McAdams, voted to move the money from the savings account. Hackett, Cruz, and Westover opposed it, and without majority support, the plan died. One idea down, several more to go. As talk moved to the entire city budget, various assembly members offered their own proposals on how to fund the Historical Society and its museum.
I think I'd make a motion that we pull $47,000 from the community schools and use it towards Sitka Historical
Society. Offered
an
amendment to the budget to eliminate the position of municipal engineer that is located in
online. I'd like to make a motion that we transfer $30,000 from the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau appropriation and move it to Sitka.
Move $30,000 from the nonprofit fund and put it into the Historical
Society.
And
all the arguments or discussion, I'd make the motion that we approve for $35,000. Since there won't be no discussion on that, to pull the funds from the nonprofits to the
okay.
City Historical
Society. Okay, let me give us one more shot. I'm going to make a motion that we take $15,000 from the Visitors Bureau appropriation and $15,000 from Rhodes and give it to the Historical Society.
One by one, each of those motions failed, and as a result, so did the Historical Society's bid to replace its curator. Stein, who joined the meeting by phone, suggested that the museum's hopes are just dimmed, not dashed, that there might be a way to find the money later. The museum, of course, was not the only organization funded by the city to see some money shaved this year. The city's contribution to Sitka schools dropped 5%, as did money for Sitka Community Hospital. The Convention and Visitors Bureau had its city contribution reduced by 20%, and within the city itself, most departments saw cuts in the amount of money they have to spend on wages, salaries, and benefits. The city is expected to spend about 4.5% less on people and about 7% less on operations in the upcoming fiscal year, which begins July 1st. At Tuesday night's meeting, the Assembly also voted to raise sewer rates slightly and heard the first reading of an increase in water rates. Those hikes are in place to help pay for required projects, but also to bolster the two funds, which currently are operating at a loss. The next regular assembly meeting is June 22nd. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.